Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The idea of hell causes many people to reject the Christian faith. For them, a God who would create a hell is not a God they want anything to do with. If you're in this category, stay tuned. You'll hear how to resolve this tension and resolve it by trusting Christ. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue a series on the mysteries of God. Now join us as we take a final look at the justice of God.
What do you do when we are so confronted with mystery, when we are on the edge of our minds trying to understand the purposes of God? Luther talked about the hidden God. And he says, when we probe God's mysteries and we come to the end and we cannot understand beyond those mysteries, he said, we flee from the hidden God to the revealed God. Luther didn't mean that there were two different gods. What he meant was, when you are lost in the wonder of God's eternal purposes and you can't go any further and you have these doubts, what you do is you flee to Jesus, who said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. And then what you discover is that the God that Jesus reveals, far from being a monster, is actually gracious and merciful, and says to those who believe on him, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and when I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself. He reveals a Father. Jesus said, when you pray, don't have all that vain repetition that the heathen do. They're chanting and whatever. He says, your heavenly Father knows in advance what you have need of. Sure doesn't sound like a monster to me, but what Jesus reveals is both the goodness of God and severity, which is a phrase from the book of Romans. God can be severe. Jesus talked about hell, but he also talked about grace and love, and both exist in the complexity of who God really is, and he is a very complex being. And so what we do when we don't know what to do, we rush to Jesus, and we find there in Jesus the hope that we seek. You have a decision to make. You have a choice. What the choice ultimately comes down to is this. Do we trust ourselves when it comes to the realm of eternity and what kind of a God exists? Or do we trust what Jesus told us and what he demonstrated? That's really the choice. So for you skeptics out there, and by the way, thank you for listening if you fit into that category. For you skeptics out there, I want you to know that it's between you and the authority of Jesus. Don't be offended, but I'm going to throw in my lot with Jesus. I hope. I hope you do too. There's another choice that we may have to make, and that is we have to give up our desire to judge God. And we've all had that desire, and we've all responded to it at some time or another. You know that you're foolish to judge God and not submit to him and to submit to Jesus. One day a workman came into our home, and as I would normally do, I witnessed to him. And I remember him sitting at our table. In those days, Rebecca and I had a very small table, so he was very close to me. And he said, I'm an atheist. He said, if there's a hell and God throws me into hell, he said, for eternity I'm going to defy him. Wow. sure God in heaven quivered a little bit when that was said. I don't want to make fun of him. But what I said to him, that's one possibility. If you are angry with God and you think he's all this unjust and you want to defy him forever, you know, that's a possibility. But it's not a wise possibility, especially when he offers you the forgiveness and the acceptance that is the right of all those who believe on Jesus. Why not believe on Jesus and trust him and the grace that God has shown to us through him? Isn't that a wiser idea? And furthermore, throughout all of eternity, this is sobering stuff, taking on God, he's not going to be bothered. Won't affect him. And you might not even be in a position whereby you have what it takes to defy him mentally. Bible says that when Jesus comes, it'll be in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who know not God and obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power. You say, well, now, you know, you're trying to scare us. You'd better believe I'm trying to scare you. This is serious business. Eternity is long. Hell is real. But so is Jesus and his invitation for you to believe on him and be saved and come under the righteousness of God. If you come to Christ, by the way, it was William Cooper who said this, and I wanted to quote these words. He struggled with depression, tried to commit suicide. Can God use people who struggle with depression? Boy, can he use them. Cooper has blessed the world through his poetry, despite the fact that he lived with depression all of his life. But one thing he said about people who judge God, he said they take from God's hand the balance and the rod. They rejudge his justice and they become the judge of God. Don't become the judge of God. Bow humbly and receive his mercy, his grace. And it's okay to come with doubts. You know, one day John the Baptist was in prison, and he was at least a half cousin of Jesus because Mary and Elizabeth were sisters, you remember. And John baptized Jesus, and you have all this wonderful experience that he had. And then he was thrown in prison, and he began to have doubts. There's nothing that will cause you more doubt than suffering. He began to put it together. Oh, he's the Messiah. You know this man? Really? What am I doing here in prison if he's the Messiah? So John is going through a time of doubt, and he sends a delegation to Jesus, and he says, and I'm sure they were very polite, but it was this, art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? Did we misread you? You know, you're Messiah, you can speak the word, you can get me out of jail, and here I am. And of course, eventually he was beheaded. That doesn't sound much like a Messiah caring for his people. Have you ever had doubts like that? By the way, do you know what Jesus said to the disciples later about that? He said, among those born of women, there's none greater than John the Baptist. He said that when John the Baptist was having doubts in prison. God can handle honest doubts. If you have honest doubts, God says, I'll take care of that. But anyway, before Jesus said that, this is what he said to the delegation. He said, go tell John that the dead are being raised, the deaf are hearing, the lepers are being healed. And then Jesus added this line, blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Everybody has their translation nowadays. Everybody has their study Bible. So I might as well give you my line. This is the Lutherian translation. Jesus said, in effect, blessed is he who is not upset with the way I run my business. Blessed is the person who says, I do not understand it all, but I trust a Savior who has the credentials to save, and I bow before his authority as a sinner to receive his grace. I'm so glad for the grace, the love, and the mercy of God. Are you glad for that too? Now, if you've never received Christ as Savior, no matter how you're listening to this, whether it's radio or internet or right here in the sanctuary of Moody Church, why not believe on Jesus and be saved? Let's pray together. Father, we ask that you shall take these words and make them transforming. We confess that we are unable to understand all of your ways. Your ways are past finding out, but we love to probe them, and we love to worship you better because of them. And now, as I speak to these people who are listening, would you work in the hearts of men and women to bring them to saving faith? Even now, where they are seated, they can say, Jesus, I receive you today. Be my Savior. Save me from sin. Save me from condemnation. And we thank you, Father, that we can do that. Would you believe on him? As a sinner, we come to a wonderful, wonderful, gracious Savior. Amen. My friend, I do not pretend to understand everything about the justice of God. As a matter of fact, God is very complex. Some of the things about God are frightening. How thankful we should be that Jesus Christ is the one who saves us, who redeems us. And if you listen to this ministry, you know that it is because of Jesus that we constantly emphasize salvation, and we are so grateful for those who believe. Let me ask you, how would you like to be on a cruise that begins in Switzerland and then goes up the Rhine River all the way to Amsterdam? God willing, this coming October, I'm going to be lecturing on that tour. I'm going to be having the opportunity, both on land and on ship. We'll be talking about such things as Adolf Hitler, also, of course, the great reformer Martin Luther, because we're going to be stopping in places in Germany and France, and it'll be an opportunity to learn, in addition, an opportunity to make new friendships, to do some shopping, but above all, I hope that it will be a transforming experience. Maybe you're able to join us. Here's what you do. You go to moodymedia.org, and you can click on the tour banner, moodymedia.org. I hope to see many of you in October on the cruise on the Rhine River, moodymedia.org.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Justice of God, the seventh in an 8-part series on the mysteries of God. Next time on Running to Win, the final mystery, our future with God. The mysteries of God can be yours on CD. All 8 messages will be sent as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is all about helping you find God's roadmap for your race of life. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.